The Treasury Secretary of the United States wants to reduce the friction that stops people from saving money, especially when we're young. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. Here is a statistic. Among Americans in the workforce, those not retired, almost a third have no retirement savings at all. Zero, not counting, say, Social Security. More than 60% don't have a retirement plan at their work. Enter a federal innovation now. You've heard of the IRA, the Individual Retirement Account. The new thing is called MyRA, essentially a federally backed safe place to save. Joining us from Washington to talk about this is the U.S. Secretary of the Treasury, Jacob Lew. Secretary Lew, thanks for joining us.
Great to be with you, David.
So how do you see this MyRA helping?
I think MyRA fills a critically important gap. People can put as little as a few dollars a week away and watch it build up over time, and as their ability to save increases, have developed a savings habit so that they will be preparing for their own retirement. No fees, no risk. So it is not a competitor for private retirement plans, either employer-based or commercially available, but it does fill a gap where people getting started have a place to go where they can feel comfortable and get started. And it is a big thing if you get started at 20 or 30 instead of at 40, 50, or 60.
Why the federal government on this, though? Why can't you just go to your bank and open up a little savings account?
Well, the process of opening an individual retirement savings account with a very small initial deposit and small recurring deposits is not so easy. It's not that attractive on a commercial basis for private firms. MyRA caps out at $15,000. There's a lot of private firms that would love to take a rollover of the $15,000. But if you were to walk in or sign online and try to open a retirement account with a $5 deposit, it's not so easy, and the fees would start to hit pretty quickly. So this is something that we, as a way of offering essentially savings bonds through a retirement product, can do that no one else can do.
So it's your hope that this would help in encouraging people to save. One of the areas where we've seen the most success in getting people to save is when employers automatically enroll people into retirement plans, even if they don't match the money. And if the employee, for whatever reason, doesn't want to participate, they can opt out. But the default is opt in, and that really gets people to save. Some states do this, but there's no federal rule about this. What do you think accounts for that? It doesn't seem that controversial.
I couldn't agree with you more, David. We have proposed legislation for years now to put in place an auto-enrollment program. The research from behavioral economics is clear. If people have to opt in, it's a bigger hurdle than if they have to opt out. You want to make it as easy as possible to get started. So I applaud any efforts to move in that direction. We will continue to work with Congress to try and get legislation that moves in that direction. But it is a step towards it to create a product like MyRA, which is so simple and so safe and so affordable that just by going to myra.gov, people can sign themselves up.
All right. That's U.S. Treasury Secretary Jacob Lew speaking from his office in Washington. I also asked him about currency manipulation and America's role in supporting economies around the world. If you missed that portion of our interview on the air, it's at marketplace.org. It's been about a year and a half since a frequent Marketplace contributor, Christopher Lowe, the chief economist at FTN Financial, last traveled to China. We reached him in Hong Kong just now after stops in Shanghai and Beijing. Morning, Chris.
Good morning, David.
Or I should say good evening, your time. It's a very different economy that you see there now compared to 18 months ago?
It is. It's almost like the economy matched the weather. It was cold and overcast. No new ambitious construction projects. Just a sense of, let's see if China can get momentum going again.
Well, the world economy had been injecting energy into China for so many years, and although the U.S. is, there's some strength there, the rest of the world, as we even saw from Europe today with new growth figures for last quarter, the rest of the world is not helping China very much right now.
No, and what's interesting about those new growth figures in Germany and France leading the pack, it shows you how very weak the whole region is. But German exports to China still running quite strong. The ECB's plan to get the European economy going again by, in part, weakening the currency is pulling growth from the rest of the world.
Now, you're in China in the right week. Wasn't Wednesday Singles Day when one is invited to go out and buy stuff for yourself?
Alibaba apparently did just a jaw-dropping amount of business. So there is still, without question, a strong consumer economy. But the huge investment projects that we're used to seeing, for now anyway, on hold, part of it is that the sort of backsheesh that was needed to get those things going is done. The corruption investigations are still very much in force. In fact, while we were here, the vice mayor of Shanghai was arrested for corruption. And the government officials we talked to there are trying to avoid attention.
Christopher Lowe at FTN Financial speaking from Hong Kong. Chris, thank you.
You're welcome, David.
And as you heard before, we were talking to Jack Lew, the U.S. Treasury Secretary. You should know I did not neglect to ask him about the future direction of interest rates, a subject Treasury secretaries will never address. The outcome wasn't any different this time. The exchange is on our website, but I should tell you that section is very, very short. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.